Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Analysis of the protein levels in the cerebrospinal fluid, the liquid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, of people with late-onset spinal muscular atrophy may help to identify biomarkers that not only monitor, but also predict Spinraza responses, a study suggests. Spinraza's therapeutic effects have been widely demonstrated in young patients with infantile onset type 1 and later onset types 2 and 3 SMA. However, there is limited data on its effectiveness in adults with later onset disease, due in part to the lack of reliable biomarkers for treatment response in older patients. The cerebrospinal fluid may be a source of potential diagnostic and predictive biomarkers, since it is in direct contact with the spinal cord and lower brain, which are affected in SMA, and it is where Spinraza is administered. However, to date, no studies have evaluated the CSF's protein profile in pediatric or adult SMA patients. Now, a team of German researchers compared the clinical and CSF data of the first 10 eligible adults with later onset SMA treated with Spinraza at the Heidelberg University Hospital in Germany. Among these patients, 5 women and 5 men, 9 were classified as type 3A SMA and 1 as type 2 SMA. Their mean age was 36.8, with a range of 18 to 50 years, and they were living with the disease for a mean of 28.3 years. CSF samples were taken immediately before baseline and after 10 months of Spinraza, and were compared with a single sample from age 10 and gender-matched healthy individuals who were the controls. Before treatment, there was no significant differences between the SMA patients and healthy people in CSF basic parameters. These included white blood cell count, total protein, lactate, a marker for nerve cell damage, and CSF serum quotients of albumin, which are used to evaluate CSF flow, the results showed. After 10 months of treatment, the CSF of the group with SMA showed a significant increase in total protein levels, a trend of increasing quotients of albumin values, and a higher number of reactive immune cells compared with both baseline and the group of healthy people. An analysis of the participants' CSF protein profiles resulted in the identification of a total of 822 distinct proteins, with a clear distinction between the profiles of SMA patients and healthy individuals. While Spinraza treatment reduced, to some extent, some of these profile differences, the SMA patient's profile remained distinct from those of healthy controls. Notably, the researchers said, quote, "Not a single CSF protein was consistently found to be differentially expressed in response to nusinersen treatment." They speculated that this could be due to the slow disease progression of these later onset SMA patients, the specific protein and treatment response signatures of each individual, and the reduced number of participants. The slow disease progression of those with later onset SMA may have hindered the detection of considerable changes during the relatively short evaluation period, the investigators said. Based on their CSF protein profiles, those with SMA could be divided into 2 groups. One group had a younger mean age, 28.2 years, and increased levels of proteins associated with nerve cell development. Meanwhile, the other group included older patients, mean age of 43.6 years, with higher levels of proteins related to neurodegeneration and immune responses. Interestingly, there were no differences in motor function between the 2 groups at baseline. The team was also able to divide the SMA patients into 2 further groups, distinct from the previous ones, based on intra-individual changes in CSF proteins upon Spinraza treatment. One group of 3 participants showed significantly different levels of 5 proteins associated with nerve cell and muscular development: neuronal pentraxin 1, semaphorin A7, carboxypeptidase E, cadherin 18, and collagen type 6 alpha 1. This group showed no improvement in motor function compared with the other one, in which 5 out of the 7 patients responded to treatment. The team said the study helped provide new information on grouping patients. The researchers concluded comparative CSF proteomic analysis in adult SMA patients before and after treatment with Spinraza identified subgroups and treatment-related changes and may therefore be suitable for diagnostic and predictive analyses. The team also noted further studies involving more patients and several clinical centers are required to confirm these findings.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Today I wanted to highlight some of the trending topics right now in the SMA News Today forums. First off, in the Adults with SMA subforum, Alyssa Silva shares her latest column about getting a new wheelchair and the process that comes with it. If you've ever gone through this process, you can definitely find it relatable, so check that out. Also in Adults with SMA, I share my latest Motivation Monday post about living intentionally and what I think that means versus societal expectations. Finally, in the Raising Awareness of SMA forum, I share the latest episode of the SMA News Today podcast. In this episode, I talk with my coworker Luisa Palazzola, who is a community manager for SMA News Today. She also has cystic fibrosis, and we talk about the differences and similarities between our diseases, as well as the upcoming Rare Disease Day. You can find all this and more if you register today for the SMA News Today forums. We would love for you to join in on these discussions and to hear your story. So sign up today. Thanks everyone, and have a great weekend. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.